AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Dallas have confirmed the suspect accused of attacking police headquarters is dead. His body was found inside his armored van in a parking lot outside the city. Police Chief David Brown says a sniper hit the suspect after shots were fired at headquarters. Officers lost contact with him for several hours until he called 911.
He would get angry during negotiations and just hang up and stop talking. He would rant for a while and not really have a conversation with us and rant during negotiations in Hutchins. And at some point, negotiations just ceased.
Officers did not directly approach the van due to the threat of explosives inside. No one was hurt by the gunfire at police headquarters in Dallas. Police in Columbus, Ohio, say four people were shot to death in the basement of a home. One person was injured. A police officer told the Columbus Dispatch police fear the safety of the teenager injured and she may be in danger with a suspect on the loose. Hillary Clinton is formally getting into the race for president today. She is speaking today at New York on Roosevelt Island. Clinton's plan is to portray herself as a fierce advocate for those left behind after the recession.
It's America's basic bargain. If you do your part, you ought to be able to get ahead. And when everybody does their part, America gets ahead too.
Clinton's campaign said the tenacious fighter message will be the foundation of her 2016 White House race. There are reports Kurdish fighters are making headway toward an Islamic State stronghold in Syria near the Turkish border. Intense fighting forced thousands of people out of their homes. There's a new hurricane in the Pacific, Carlos. It's off the coast of Acapulco in Mexico. Hurricane watches are up along the coast in Mexico. This is AP Radio News. The lead singer of the Foo Fighters doesn't need to hear the words break a leg the next time he goes on stage.
It was the second song of Foo Fighters' headlining performance in Gothenburg, Sweden, and frontman Dave Grohl apparently tripped and fell off the stage. Matter-of-factly, he told fans wondering why the music had stopped, "I think I just broke my leg." He was lying on his back, mic in hand. Grohl said, "I'm sorry," several times, promised to come back after a trip to the hospital. His bandmates played, there was some downtime, and then Grohl was carried back on stage on a stretcher. He continued the show sitting down and later on crutches, afterward tweeting an X-ray image of what appeared to be a clear fracture in the leg. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
The opening act at the European Games in Azerbaijan was Lady Gaga. Organizers say Lady Gaga hid in a hotel for days to keep her appearance a surprise. The two-hour ceremony cost more than $95 million, twice the amount reported for the London Olympics opening ceremony 3 years ago. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.